You are now listening to The Social Scene with your host, Jay-Z.
Today, this show is brought to you by the Green Pill Blog and Connect Pay, KINNECTPAY.com. Welcome back to The Social Scene with Jay-Z at Jay-Z Social Enterprises. Today, I'm super excited to have such a rock star on the line, Jules Lavallee, who is the founder of Kitty Whoop Ass. Hi, Jules. How are you today?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you.
Of course. I'm so excited to have you. And of course, you know, I'm sure our audience wants to know, what is Kitty Whoop Ass? So what is Kitty Whoop Ass?
Yeah, I know. The name's kind of funny, right? So Kitty Whoop Ass is actually kind of my alter ego. I came up with the concept kind of a roundabout way. In August, I believe it was, I saw Cecil the Lion when he was killed by that dentist, and it really struck me hard. I really felt like it was injustice, and I do a lot as far as charity work and giving back. So I thought, you know, I really want to help the Big Cat Rescue in some way. And during that time, also, my friend and I were kind of joking around, and he was like, Jules, don't open Kitty Whoop Ass, you know, kind of in a funny way. And so I kind of thought, hey, maybe I can brand this and come up with a company and give back to the Big Cat Rescue. So that's kind of how it came about.
I love it. I could not agree with you more on this Cecil the Lion story. That was so upsetting.
Mm-hmm.
So what inspired you to come up with the title of the company?
Well, I mean, most people know the term, you know, open a can of whoop ass. And so Kitty Whoop Ass is really like the female version in that, you know, it's about women empowerment. Women are strong, women are fierce. And I kind of feel like Katy Perry kind of is sending that message out there. And I think women kind of gravitate towards, you know, being strong, independent, and fierce and competitive.
Very true. Now, I love that you're newly launched, right? You're only a few months old, which is so exciting.
Yeah.
So congratulations. So I definitely want to talk about, you know, what you're selling at the moment. I mean, you have awesome shirts, mugs, you're coming out with wine glasses. How did you decide, you know, what products you wanted to come up with for the company?
Well, when I came up with the Kitty Whoop Ass t-shirt, I was thinking that they could also be good fundraisers for like animal causes, and people love t-shirts. And I thought, you know, designing a cool cat logo, you know, most people would like that. You know, everybody wears t-shirts to the gym or, you know, out clubbing or whatever. So I came up with a t-shirt, and then I thought Kitty Whoop Ass coffee mug. I love to drink coffee, and it looks really cool actually on a mug.
Yeah, I love it. And by the way, everyone, for Valentine's Day, Jules came up with such this cute little idea for decorations. Like, I loved how you put the chocolate in it. That was very cute.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
And in regard to the wine glasses, I love wine, and I know women love wine. And so I thought, you know, I would partner with my friend Cindy Wade, who hand paints these gorgeous glasses. She does a lot of work with the celebs, and, you know, she's usually at the Oscars and Grammys and all that. And I said, Cindy, I would love for you to hand paint Kitty Whoop Ass wine glasses, and we can customize it so that way, you know, people can give it as gifts. So it can say Kitty Whoop Ass, you know, on the glass, and then at the bottom, it can have Mary or Susie at the bottom. So it's, you know, kind of personal.
Yeah, so you can customize it with the names. I love that. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, so when are you planning on releasing that?
We're going to release that in March. Cindy is a super busy person. I mean, she hand paints these glasses and they look phenomenal. But she has a ton of celeb clients with the Grammys and all that, you know, she's just working her tail off,
right. Literally. No, that's awesome.
her kitty tail.
So funny. I really love that you also, you know, are all about giving back, not even with just animals. I mean, you're doing a clothing drive in this coming Saturday, right, in Boston?
Yes. I do a lot of work with the Haley House, which is a soup kitchen and shelter. I really do a lot of, as far as, you know, doing clothing drives, fundraising, and building awareness, you know, that there are a lot of homeless people here in Boston, and I feel like we should do our part to try to help them.
Right. I think that it's so great. I mean, it's so rewarding, too, to give back, to see them, like, you know, feel warm in hats and gloves and clothes. And it's such a nice thing to do.
It is a nice thing to do in the Haley House, you know, because I've been there in the soup kitchen. I've actually met the people. So, you know, it's very personal to me that
right.
I know by my efforts doing the, you know, for example, this clothing drive this weekend, it will go to the folks that I am interacting with. And that's truly rewarding.
Right. That is so true. So everybody, you know, just to make a quick announcement, Jules will be a vendor at our Celebrate You event taking place in February as well, the week after Jules' fundraiser drive. So definitely come join us. It'll be awesome. Right, Jules?
I am looking forward to it. Absolutely. Because, you know, as you mentioned, I just launched my company not too long ago. So fellow Bostonians, I'd love for them to come out and see what I have and support, you know, a good cause.
Absolutely. And there'll also be, you know, a ton of other vendors all about woman empowerment. You know, Jules being a woman empowerment lady. Love us. We got to stick together. It's awesome.
Thank you, Jacqueline.
Of course. So tell us about some goals you have for the company. Where do you see it going over the next 5 years? What do you want to do with it as it grows?
Oh, boy. I really want to certainly donate $50,000 to the Big Cat Rescue this year.
That's awesome.
And I'm working very hard to have that come to fruition by reaching out to celebrities. For example, the Mob Wives love my Kitty Whoop Ass shirt, and other kind of animal activists that, you know, think it's a great concept, you know, women empowerment. And it looks cool, you know, like the design looks cool. Like, you know, I sometimes actually wear it underneath a blazer, you know, with the little eyes showing, the little cute little cat nose.
Yeah, no, it's so cute.
You know,
cute.
Versatile.
Yeah, and it would match really well with a blazer. It would look awesome because it's a white, it's a standard white shirt just with an awesome, cute logo on it.
Yes, and it comes, you know, in red and pink and gray. And I'm also planning on working with a lot of cancer organizations and coming out with Kitty Whoops Cancer design.
How nice. So what would be the difference? Like, how would you do your logo for that, you think?
I believe I'm going to keep the logo the way it is, but just change the messaging and have, you know, the pink ribbon. Keep the messaging the same. You know, the cute little cat, you know, Kitty Whip Cancer, you know, people understand, you know, the concept just as, you know, there's something out there that says fuck cancer.
I love it.
So people understand it.
Right. And you're also you're helping the need in many ways, not just animals at that point, you know?
Well, yeah, I think that my brand is versatile. And, you know, as I continue and I speak to people, I see the doors opening for a lot of different, you know, ideas. And I'm willing to, you know, give it a shot and see, you know, in ways that I can help. For another example, I'm doing a charity with the Fabulous in Fighting, which the women give, you know, designer clothes to cancer patients. And so I reached out to them and I said, you know, I'd love to donate some of my shirts because I think it'll bring a smile to people's faces. They'll think it's cute and funny.
That's really touching, Jules. That's so nice that you do that.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, of course. I think that there, like you said, there's just endless amounts you can do with the brand as it grows.
Yeah, you know, I'm certainly interested in pursuing, you know, kind of like Victoria's Secret does with those little, they're kind of like little workout pants and it says pink. I'm thinking about doing like the Kitty Whoop Ass, you know, on the back of.
That's so cute.
Right? Like a jumpsuit. I think girls will kind of like that.
Yeah, there's so, like you said, there's just endless amounts of things you can do, which is so awesome. Love it. So
thank you.
Now, of course, you know, I would love our audience to get to know you. So let's talk about your background, Jules. So you're between Boston and San Diego, right? You go back and forth.
Yes. I spend, you know, probably half and half, you know, in Boston and San Diego. And also I love to travel. You know, I try to see as many places as I can. And I just enjoy it. I love being with people and learning. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's so great. And then you also do marketing. You do a ton of marketing.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, I do a lot of consulting and in marketing for technology companies and startups.
That's awesome. So how long ago did you start doing that?
I have been doing that for years. I mean, that's really my expertise. I was a writer at Software Magazine and CIO, and so it led me into, you know, becoming a high-tech marketer. And then I just started learning about different, you know, web design and building a brand and all that. And so I really try to help mostly, like, women entrepreneurs, because I feel like there should be more women out there, and, you know, I love working with them. And hopefully we can change the way people think.
So true. Go woman in the tech world. It is growing. I feel like it is, substantially.
Yes.
Which is great. So what do you think pursued you, aside from Cecil the Lion, being an animal advocate to begin with? Did you grow up with animals, or tell us a story about that?
Oh, for sure. Yes, I've had cats and dogs. I love animals. I really did this kind of like to be funny. You know, I have that Boston sarcasm, and to build something that's kind of cute and interesting. I feel like this is something just so new to the market. So I expect it to be super successful.
Definitely. I mean, like you said, you could even eventually do something with other kinds of animals with your brand. You know, I feel like that you can just continue to expand in other outlets.
Oh, yes. Actually, I'm in talks to help in a fundraiser for elephants. So,
cool.
You can do like so many things. And,
yeah.
And I'm willing to test the waters and see if, you know, I can help in those ways.
That's so awesome. So, of course, let's tell everybody where they can purchase Kitty Whoop Ass products.
You can purchase them online at www.kittywhoopass.net.
And then, of course, tell us your social media so we can stay up to date on everything that you're doing.
Oh, for sure. So I have Facebook, of course, which is facebook.kittywhoopass. And then the Twitter is kittywhoopass1.
Perfect.
I do have Instagram. However, I haven't put a lot of time and effort into it because I'm just building the brand. And as people start wearing, you know, my t-shirts, I'd love for them to exchange pictures on Instagram. That would be awesome.
Definitely, especially because you're all visual to begin with. It would be awesome
right.
to see people rocking it on a day-to-day basis.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, it's been such a pleasure to have you today, Jules. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks a lot.
Of course.
Great.
And thank you, everyone, for tuning into The Social Scene. Be sure to check out Kitty Whoop Ass's Valentine's Day specials, as Valentine's Day is not too far away. And definitely, if you are in the Boston area, go stop by the Lansdowne Pub on Saturday and make some donations. Thanks so much, Jules. And
thank you, Jacqueline.
Of
course. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks, everyone. Stay tuned until next time. Today, the show is brought to you by wildlifeshewrote.wordpress.com.
Hashtag get seen on The Social Scene with Jay-Z today. Contact us at www.jzsocialenterprises.com.